Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 36.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Ward. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Pray with me, please. Most glorious and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to come together to serve the people of our state. Lord, we ask that you continue to fill us with wisdom and guidance to take care of the people's business, and that you be with us here as we make these hard decisions. And we'll thank you for it all in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for March 23rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for March 23rd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Cotham, Willis, and Brody, House Bill 457, Union Mecklenburg County Boundary.
Local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Rydell, Dustin Hall, Arp, and Tyson, House Bill 458, eminent domain.
Referred to Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Lambeth, Zinger, and Carol Hall, House Bill 459, Smith-Reynolds Airport de-annexation.
Referred to local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Hawkins, Moore, Jeffers, and Austin, House Bill 460, Chin Page, Live Station Funds.
Referred to appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Jeffers, House Bill 461, Person County, Magnuson Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Kidwell, House Bill 462, City of Washington, the annexation of airport.
Refer to local government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Bell, Balcom, Zinger, and Moore, House Bill 463, NC Farmland and Military Protection Act.
Refer to Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Kidwell, House Bill 464, Washington Warren Airport Authority.
Referred to local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Loftus, Chester, and Goodwin, House Bill 465, NC resident, enlisted military pay tax deduction.
Finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Crutchfield, Johnson, McNeely, and Baldwin, House Bill 466, allow temporary dwelling during construction.
Referred to local government, land use, planning, and development, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Setzer, Howard, and Sane, House Bill 467, lobbyists, fast pass.
Referred to state government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Clemens, Hardister, Faircloth, and Quick, House Bill 468, camera enforcement of Greensboro school zones.
Referred to transportation, if favorable, Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Cleveland Shepherd, House Bill 469, foreclosure extend service member protections.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Zinger, Hardister, and Kyle Hall, House Bill 470, Greensboro, Winston-Salem Civil Service Board.
Referred to local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Cleveland and Rydell, House Bill 471, State Auditor, Information Systems Correct Action.
Referred to State Government, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Cleveland and Rydell, House Bill 472, require State Auditor to be a CPA.
State Government, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Davis, Shepard, Tyson, and Brandon Jones, House Bill 473, modify low-speed vehicle definition.
Referred to Transportation, if favorable, Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Price, Brody, and Dahl, House Bill 474, facilitate small housing.
Rules Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Blackwell, Mills, and Neil Jackson, House Bill 475, revise certain ballot and 48-hour report requirements.
Referred to Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Ball, White, Potts, and Carney, House Bill 476, increase personal needs allow Medicaid.
Referred to Appropriations, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Ray, House Bill 477, Halifax Northampton Airport Authority leases.
Local Government, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Representative Alston, you are recognized.
Thank you. Inquiry of the chair. Just wanted to find out if you all if you had a sense of the schedule for votes tomorrow.
We do not yet have the schedule of votes for tomorrow. Thank you, but we will let you know. Okay. Are there any other notices or announcements? For what purpose does the lady from Durham rise?
Thank you. Inquiry of the chair. I just wanted to clarify. Did you say that they'd be emailed? I just wanted to make sure I understood. Thank you.
Representative Alston, there will be a skeletal session at 9:45, and then we expect to have mid-afternoon votes. Are there any other notices or announcements? Seeing none, Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March the 28th at 9:45 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.5.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative Ward, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 28th at 9:45 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 10, short title, requires sheriffs to cooperate with ICE. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House, and placed on the calendar for tomorrow, 3:28. Message from the Senate Chamber, March 27th, 2023. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to your honorable body that Senate Bill 41 ratified an act to authorize concealed carry permit holders to carry firearms on certain school property at certain times and to authorize concealed carry for certain law enforcement facility employees, to repeal pistol purchase permits, and to launch a statewide firearms safe storage awareness initiative to educate the public about the importance of the safe storage of firearms and to facilitate the distribution of gun locks, was vetoed by Governor Cooper on March 24th, 2023, and was returned to the Senate with the attached veto message. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. Senate Bill 41, the previously read long title, eliminating strong background checks will allow more domestic abusers and other dangerous people to own handguns and reduce law enforcement's ability to stop them from committing violent crimes. Second Amendment, supporting responsible gun owners, know this will put families and communities at risk. Therefore, I veto the bill. Signed, Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill having been vetoed is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina Senate on this 24th day of March 2023 at 3:49 p.m. for reconsideration by that body. That special message is noted, and so is the governor's message.